Now, before going any further, the reason or purpose of considering this topic at this time is that it dawned on me that for so many years, there was a reluctance by so many of us to attend services. Some even experienced a type of anxiety or even a fear in some cases to attend services. There was a lack of desire to be there, but there was never a lack of desire to worship Yahweh. But when you come, the one thing affects the other. And one of the things that we've all talked about many times, we won't go down that road, but the point is, the one thing that we talked about is the way that it detracted from our ability to be in the proper frame of mind for worship services. Well, that's no longer the case. But how much of that detraction have we carried along? Not necessarily the thoughts of attending services in that there's an anxiety about it, but perhaps there's some lingering negative associations with just the concept of worship. And it shouldn't be. There should be an anxiety towards a good thing. There should be an anxious thought in our mind that this will be a joyful, wonderful experience, something that we look forward to, something that we anticipate. You know, in Judaism, the entire week revolves around the Sabbath. It's not that the Sabbath interferes with everything else. Everything else interferes with the Sabbath because the Sabbath forms the center of worshiping Yahweh. And that's the way we have to approach this. We all have things in our lives, and I'm no exception to the case. And when Friday comes, you say, oh man, I wanted to get this done, or I wanted to complete some task, or there's something you want to do, and Saturday might be the best day to do it, but we know we're not doing that. But how often do we think that maybe it is an imposition upon us, as opposed to thinking these people and these situations in the world are actually imposing upon Yahweh? That's the way it should be. That's the frame of mind that we should be in concerning the Sabbath. We've all noticed that there have been some changes. Even this morning, once again, we're singing different songs. We're trying to do things a little differently. And I'm sure that over the coming months and years, there will be other changes. We're not going to remain rigid and say this is absolutely the way it has to be. As we get ideas that assist in making this a better atmosphere, they will be implemented. But the whole point is we're seeking to make services more uplifting and more inspiring. Why? Look over in 1 Chronicles 16. Remember what we just read in Psalm 96, because the backdrop of that comes from this passage over in 1 Chronicles 16. 1 Chronicles 16, you can cross-reference it if you like. Beginning in verse 23, you'll see that the words pretty closely follow what you see over in Psalm 96. I won't read through the entire passage, but sing to Yahweh all the earth, show forth his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the peoples, etc. You can see that this is where this psalm appears in the book of Psalms. It comes from here. But what was the framework for this? The framework was a rejoicing because the ark was now going to have a permanent place of rest. Permanent yet temporary, in that it was going to be in a tent. But it wasn't going to go from place to place to place to place. David had brought it back to Jerusalem.